podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Now, next on the programme, here's a question for you, and I'd like to get your opinions on this. Are schools too strict on what their kids can bring in for their lunch? Have schools any right to tell parents what they can and can't give their children for lunch? Now, the reason I'm asking this is we've had an email from a Dublin mum by the name of Jess, who is disgusted that she was pulled aside for an item she included in her daughter's lunch. Here's what she had to say. Have a listen to this. It's interesting. Lads, can you bring this up on your show? I'm fuming. I've just come home from picking up my 7-year-old daughter from school. I was pulled aside by her teacher, and I thought it was going to be about something serious. But she basically told me, she basically told me off for including a fruit winder in her lunch. Now, I know schools are trying to get kids to eat healthy, but I thought this was a total overreaction. It wasn't a Mars bar, it was a fruit winder, which is made of fruit. We've had notes home about what you can and can't bring in, and this wasn't on the list. I get that schools don't want kids bringing in rubbish, but I think things have gone too far. Kids can't bloody breathe these days. It seems the only things that would be acceptable now are rice cakes and vegetables. Give over. Let kids live a little. I think schools just need to relax. I'm sure I'm not the only person who thinks this, and that's from a lady called Jess. And I want to know whether or not you can relate to this, Mum. Are you restricted on what you can put in your children's lunchbox? Do you think schools have gone over the top with this? Excuse me, call us right now on 6797981. Now, I know when I was a kid, we could bring anything to lunch with us. You could have a packet of crisps, you could have banana sandwiches, you could have whatever you wanted, and it was never questioned. And I would argue that when I was a kid, none of us were fat. We all ran around the place, we all had great crack, and we were all skinny. But we could bring whatever we wanted into school with us. But can you understand why this mother is fuming that her teacher pulled her aside and gave out to her for having a fruit winder in the child's lunchbox? Call me right now on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp the programme 0877 989898. 0877 989898. Elizabeth, you're on 98FM. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Hayden.
Well, Elizabeth, this lady's a little bit annoyed that the teacher gave out to her for including a fruit winder in the child's lunchbox.
Well, I can understand that she's annoyed about it if it wasn't put on the list of what's restricted. But I personally wouldn't put them into my kids' lunchboxes because they're classed as sweets. They're high in sugar, E numbers and everything. But each parent should be allowed to do what they want to do with their kids. But if the school has a healthy eating policy and you're breaking the rules of the school, what are you teaching your children? You are teaching your children to break the rules. That's okay. You as a parent have a responsibility to adhere to the rules as well as they do.
Okay, why do we need rules on what kids can bring to school? Like, say, you 4 children, what sorts of rules does the school have?
It's just we're not allowed to send in any like chocolate spreads or sweets or biscuits, anything like that. Nothing like sweet wise. We are allowed to send in sandwiches and yogurts.
Right. So no chocolate, no sweets, no biscuits, no crisps.
Nothing. Not unless they're having a party at the Easter break or the summer break or anything like that.
So that's a special day.
Yeah. They do supply healthy food options. Like they would give them popcorn with no salt on it, or they'd give them corn snacks. They're vile, but my kids love them. They love getting their little packs of fruit or whatever the school supplies. And we supplement the lunch with maybe half a sandwich and a bit of fruit or a yogurt or whatever it may be.
Now, I mentioned that when I was younger, which is not yesterday or the day before, but we used to be able to bring anything into school. And like I said, none of us were obese. We were all skinny kids and we ran around the playground or whatever, but there was never an issue over what you brought in your lunchbox. Why do you think it's become a thing?
I'm not 100% sure. My husband's a diabetic, so he is. So my children are prone to getting diabetes, which is probably why I would be quite strict sometimes on what they will eat. I'm not saying I don't give them sweets, and I'm not saying I don't treat them to a happy meal or anything like that. If a parent wants to raise their child a certain way, then that's their prerogative. And nobody has the right to put down another parent, especially.
But that's what happened to this lady, that she was pulled aside by the teacher.
Yeah, no, she shouldn't have been put down by a teacher. I've had letters home because one of my children snuck sweets into school without me knowing in his pocket. And I did. I got a phone call from the school, and I was disgusted.
Well, okay, stay there for 1 second, because Tanya, your daughter's in play school. And something that I always thought was healthy is actually banned from your daughter's play school. What is it?
It's yogurt. She's not allowed to bring yogurt into school.
Really?
Yeah. Now, there's a long list of things, but yogurt is on them. Yogurt, she's not allowed to have yogurt.
Okay, the one thing that I understand them having a ban on is peanuts. Okay,
yeah.
I completely get that because some child, unbeknownst even to anybody, could have a severe peanut allergy. So I completely understand how kids aren't allowed to bring peanuts into school or play school. But yogurt?
Yeah, I know. I don't get it. I don't understand why. I know the sweeteners in them, and some brands are the sweeteners in them, but, I mean, I give her yogurt at home.
And how do you feel about being told, no, you're not allowed to have yogurt in school, where you think, well, yogurt is actually all right?
Yeah, I'd kind of be a rule abider. I just go by the rules, you know, and, like, with play skills in school, I don't know, I've only one child, I'm nearly afraid to challenge the teachers on them, because I'd be afraid then, you know, does that look bad on my little girl? Does she get singled out then that her mum has been complaining about the yogurt?
Were you shocked when you were challenged over the yogurt?
Absolutely shocked. Absolutely. I was like, yogurt? Like, but to me now, looking at it now, I think maybe it's because it's a play school, maybe they don't want them bringing in because they're quite messy. Could that be it? Is it a school jumping on the bandwagon a little bit?
Elizabeth, in your children's school, are they allowed to bring yogurt in?
Yes, I have 3 in primary school and 1 in creche, and all 4 of mine are allowed to bring yogurts. But it could be the fact that it's too messy. But my sister's children, they're in primary school. They're not allowed to bring in yogurts because they've carpets on in the classrooms, and that's why they're not allowed to bring in yogurts. So that lady could have a point that it's probably too messy. But I'm also just wondering, is there a child in the class? I'm sure the mother doesn't know, but would they have a lactose allergy, like being lactose intolerant? And between kids, if a teacher's not watching and one of them feeds another child that's lactose intolerant a yogurt?
Okay, stay there for a second, because Tanya, here's one WhatsApp message which may have the answer for you.
The reason why play schools and normal schools ban yogurt is because too messy. They'd have to clean up after the kids. That's the only reason. It's not that they're unhealthy or anything.
Yeah, you see, I don't really get that. Okay, so some foods are messy, but sure, get over it.
Get over it.
Yeah, and with the list of things, like you say, peanut butter, obviously there's kids with allergies, and you don't want any kids getting hurt or upset unnecessarily in school. But because something is messy, that's adding to a long list of things that you can't bring in just because it's convenient.
They'd have to change that policy if there was a child that only eats yogurt, because an autistic child. I have an autistic child, and for a long time, all he'd eat is yogurt. Do you know, like, he'd only eat yogurt. So, like, they'd have to change that policy.
God, here's another message. My son is in a DESH school and they get their lunches provided.
Yeah.
But they're only allowed to have ham on Tuesdays.
What?
Because it's high in salt. Jeez, I must be dead. I used to have ham sandwiches every day.
Oh my God. I do think they are taking it a bit too far with their policies. Yeah. There should be a set list and that's it. Yeah.
All right, both of you stay there for 1 second, because when you hear this story from Isabella. Isabella, what happened to your daughter on Valentine's Day in school?
I sent her in with a packet of Love Heart sweets because she's recently dairy free.
Right.
And I told her not to eat them unless teacher said, because sometimes they allow them for a special day, have a treat. But she did, she broke the rules and opened them and she had them on her table and she was reading them. And he took them off her and threw them in the bin.
No.
And told her she was not allowed those.
And this was on, the important thing about this was on Valentine's Day.
On Valentine's Day. And
which is like the one day that you have your little love heart sweets.
Yes.
And what did you think about that?
I went up and made a complaint to the principal, who at the time said she couldn't really let me know because she wasn't sure what happened. But she agreed if that's what happened, it was very unfair. And we've heard nothing since. Molly has not been apologised to or...
So they took the sweets off her and threw them in the bin?
Threw them in the bin, yes.
That's awful, that is.
This school
especially given the day that was in it. It was Valentine's Day.
Yeah, yeah. But just saying what all the other girls, when she was in junior school, the very beginning, junior infant, senior infant, they would not allow oranges or frubes, because frubes often break and you need the scissors to open them and then
really?
Children can't open an orange. And they said teachers aren't there to assist them with their lunch.
Oranges, sorry, hang on, the frubes, because you can't open them without a scissors, although I open them, can open them with my teeth.
They break often, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so. but oranges, why oranges?
Because some children can't peel an orange, so you'd have to peel
really? That's the reason?
In. Yes.
Now, this is getting ridiculous. You can't bring an orange, which is a fruit, which is one of your five a day, and you can't bring it to school because some kids can't peel them.
Yes.
What do you make of that, Tanya?
I think it's on my list as well. It's just gone to the stage. My little daughter goes in with crackers, cheese and a cut up apple every day. And, I don't think that's good either because, you know, it gets boring. You know, our lunch is monotonous. You know, and then that's why I think ends up with kids not wanting to eat food is because if you're giving them the same thing or very similar things every single day, they get bored. So I think they might be eliminating one problem to causing another.
All right, here, it gets worse. Will you have a listen to this WhatsApp voice message?
Hi, guys. Very surprised last week when I gave my son sparkling water for lunch. He came home and told me he wasn't allowed that anymore. As regards to yogurts, I buy the frubes, the yogurt in a tube, and freeze them. Less messy. Thanks.
Yeah, bye. But they're not allowed to bring frubes into some schools because they can't open them. This is unbelievable. Sparkling water. What's wrong with sparkling water? All right, we're going to take a quick break. I'd love to hear from you on this. 6797981 is our telephone number. Now, we're in the middle of a conversation. This was sent in to us yesterday by a lady called Jess, and here's what she said. Lads, can you bring this up on the show? I'm fuming. I just come home from picking up my 7-year-old daughter from school. I was pulled aside by her teacher, and I thought it was going to be about something serious. She basically told me off for including a fruit winder in her lunch. Now I know schools are trying to get kids to eat healthy, but I thought this was a total overreaction. It wasn't a bloody Mars bar, it was a fruit winder that is made from fruit. We've had notes home about what you can and can't bring in, and this wasn't on the list. I get that schools don't want their kids bringing in rubbish, but I think things have gone too far. Kids can't breed these days. It seems the only thing that will be acceptable now are rice cakes and vegetables. Give over. Let kids live a little. I think schools need to relax. I'm sure I'm not the only parent who thinks this. And if anybody can explain to me why a school would have a ban on fizzy water. I mean, it's just water with bubbles in it. I'd love to hear from you. And in fact, Keith has a suggestion.
Jesus, if you're going to give your kids sparkling water going to school, you might as well give them a sharp knife. Lethal stuff, that sparkling water.
Lethal stuff, sparkling water. If anybody has the answer to that, please let me know why a school would possibly have a ban on sparkling water. Now, Michael, you believe that parents need to start being responsible here.
I don't know what to start with this, Jess. It doesn't sound that bright to me. A fruit winder is basically candy. It's not fruit. She thinks a fruit winder is fruit, then she needs to go back to school herself.
Well, her exact words were, It's a fruit winder that is made from fruit.
Her brain is made from fruit. That's what I think. The school is right on this one. I have issues with the education system, but the teacher was right on this one. A fruit winder is candy. It's candy. Anyone with a brain knows it's candy. It's not fruit. That's like calling fruit pastilles fruit. Is she stupid? Or is she take her what? What's the story like?
Okay, well, do you not think, though, that... I'll take that on fruit winders, and if she thinks it's fruit, it's not, but whatever. Have schools not gone a bit far? You can't bring yogurts. You can't bring oranges.
No,
you can't bring fizzy water.
I tell you, well, that's probably covering, fizzy drinks in general. Like, it's probably just...
We're talking about water, carbonated water. All it is CO2 or whatever is added into it to make it fizzy.
I know, but that's the first time I've ever heard of that myself.
No, I've never heard the like of it.
Yeah, I'll tell you when the schools go too far. When I would actually have a problem is when they start telling you that you have to be a vegan and all this kind of carry on. That's when they go too far.
But now, I don't know of any schools that have done that.
I know, but that's when I would stand up and say, hang on for a second. In general, the schools, you've got 15, 20, 30 kids in front of you and they're on sugar. One kid on sugar is bad enough. Sugar makes kids hyper. And yogurts are full of artificial... 95% of yogurts are full of sugar, full of artificial sweeteners.
Oh, by the way, just for one second. We're talking about fruit winders, yeah? And fruit winders, according to the ingredients, are 70% fruit.
Yeah, but come here, what's the other 30%? I've seen fruit winders, I've had fruit winders. I was on a long drive, I had a fruit winder, and it gave me a good high.
Hang on. Fruit, 70%, it says pear puree from concentrate, strawberry puree from concentrate, and then glucose syrup and stuff like that, but 70% fruit.
Sugar. Yeah, but that's pure sugar. That's marketing. That's proper marketing. Like, that's not fruit. You take a banana or an apple or an orange and you put it beside a fruit winder. A fruit winder looks plastic. It's not fruit. You can break down something until it becomes... And you can start it off from fruit, but you boil it, you cook it, you do all sorts of things. So it's not fruit at the end. Like, a fruit winder is not fruit. It's candy. Just if you want to be an ignorant person and say it is fruit and say, well, you're my child, fruit.
Let me ask this question then. Okay, this particular parent, whatever, Jess is her name, yep. She chose to send her child to school with a fruit winder because she believes it's fruit. Isn't that her right to decide what her child eats? Or shouldn't it be?
We're living in a time where we have more awareness and we know what sugar does.
But I already said, Michael, when I was a kid, you could bring anything into school. You could bring crisps. You could bring anything. I used to make crisp sandwiches in school. But we were all skinny rakes. There wasn't a pick on any of us.
Yeah, I know that, but it was different back then. Like,
why? What was different?
You didn't have the amount of artificial colour and sweeteners. Sugar.
I hear a packet of tato was a packet of tato. It hasn't changed much.
A packet of tato back then had just salt and vinegar in them. Today they've got MSG and all sorts of flavourings in them. You know what I mean? Like, it was a different world. We didn't have access. I mean, getting a treat back in them days was a big deal. Now kids, they go to school and on the way home they'll spend €2 or €3 on sweets. I know kids who live on sweets. They don't eat anything else but sweets. So it is a different... Like, the kids, the teachers know and the schools know that when a kid is on sugar, they're a different deal. It's hard to deal with them when they're on sugar. If you have 20 kids, if you have 15 kids and 7 of them are on sugar... Like, or 2 or 3 of them, the teacher could be taking up the whole class dealing with one kid who's off the head on sugar, or sweeteners. Jeez, or whatever.
I won't tell you, we used to go to school with a packet of crisps and a Soda Stream Coke, but I won't mention that. Stay there for a second. Let me have a listen to... Okay, we were talking about fizzy water a moment ago. Maybe this is the answer.
To the best of my knowledge, the reason why sparkling water isn't allowed is due to the fact that when they open the bottle, the bubbles will rise to the top and possibly spill on the ground, which is causing trip hazards.
No!
Totally, utterly over the top. It's only sparkling water.
I've heard it all now. So it could be, some of it might spill on the ground and become a trip hazard. Thanks, Jean. Claire is in Meath. You're on 98FM, Claire. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Claire. Now, you only had an argument with your sister this morning about this exact topic.
Actually, with my son, my almost 7-year-old son, the teacher pulled me aside yesterday and said he refused to eat his lunch and he gave back chat to the teacher because he didn't want to eat what was in his lunchbox, which was brown bread, you know, the small wheat loaf brown bread, had ham inside it, carrot sticks and a banana. He wouldn't eat the banana, he wouldn't eat the carrot sticks, and he just took the ham out of the brown bread and he refused to eat the rest. So we're completely limited. It's very hard to get kids to eat fruit, I mean, at the best of times, and that's all they're allowed to have. I was told I can only give yogurts, I'm not allowed to give froobs.
At least you can give. Sorry, why can't you give froobs?
They just said no froobs allowed, and they're the exact same as yogurts, but just in a tube where you just push it up from the bottom like you would a toothpaste thing.
Yeah, but
you
know, the argument I heard earlier on is the reason you can't give them froobs is because kids can't open them.
Oh, well, look, I mean, my six-year-old can open the froobs because they're already slightly cut anyway.
Yeah, so you know, just
so
peel it.
It's a matter of just pulling it aside. There's also a little thing you can buy in the shops. I know Tesco and Dunnes do them. They're little plastic strawberry-shaped type yogurts, and you can unscrew the lid and then you can just squeeze this thing and it's kind of like a froob. It's the same idea. You just squeeze it in the yogurt.
Because it sounds like we're getting to the stage you may as well send your kids to school with nothing and then feed them when they get home.
When I went to school, we were given a ham or cheese or jam sambo. We were given a 5p packet of crisps.
Yep.
We were probably given a macaroon bar or a snack bar.
Yep.
And we were given a fizzy drink or anything like that. We can't even send them in now with rice cakes. Do you know the rice cakes that would be covered in toffee or would have a small layer of chocolate? You're not allowed to send them in with that either. So every morning, it's an argument with him. Now, my other two are fine. They'll have yogurt, grapes, strawberries. And they'll have the brown bread sandwich or they'll have a jam sandwich or something. He is just defiant on the fruit and he's not eating enough. Now, the school do subsidise lunches. They give out mini boxes of Cheerios and they give out this, looks like a large cookie, but it's a wheat biscuit in a singular packet and fruit. But sure, he comes home with all of that in his bag and doesn't want it.
So you're wasting your time.
You can try as much as you like. Yeah, and I mean, if you were to buy a small punnet of strawberries, you're talking nearly €3 and you get about 5 strawberries in it. You know, and a punnet of grapes is €2.69 and so they're gone within 2 days. You know, it is quite expensive to buy all the lunches and then it's disheartening when they come home and they haven't eaten their lunch, you know, and then they're saying they're hungry.
That's what I just said. You'd be nearly better off to just let them starve at school for all the hassle that it brings.
Yeah, but I can see where they're coming from. They are getting a little bit too strict for my liking. But years ago, when you think about it, there was no PlayStations, no Wiis, none of this stuff. All the kids were out on the roads. They were playing tip the can, hopscotch, kiss chasing.
Like I said, I was only looking at a photograph of myself when I was about 7 recently, and so there wasn't a pick on me. Not a pick on me.
No, you were told to get out of your uniform and get out of the house and get out and play.
Mm.
And you weren't coming back into the house until it was dinner time. And once you ate your dinner, you were told you had a half an hour or 40 minutes, get out and you'd be called back in then for supper and pyjamas.
So that's where the problem is, isn't it?
I think so. You go out in the streets now after school, you don't see the kids out playing curbs or squares or running around chasing food. They're all sitting in their bedrooms with their headsets on and playing all these Xboxes and everything else. They're not active as much as they used to be, so they're not burning it off.
Okay, now I just got a message that's directed at you, Claire, and it says, it's not that hard to get kids to eat fruit. That's a cop-out. The schools are trying to make sure kids don't grow up with heart disease or diabetes.
I send my kids into school every day with fruit and they come home with the fruit. What are you going to do? Hold them down and force feed the fruit into them? I've taken the skin off the apple. I've taken the core out of the apple. I've chopped up the apple. I've chopped up everything. They'll still come home with the fruit in the lunchbox. They might have taken a bite out of a strawberry and went, didn't want that today. You can't force feed a child fruit.
No.
I try to explain that fruit is good for you and it helps you grow. And I make a big fuss saying, I think your legs have grown this week and I think you're getting taller. And, you know, you big them up a little bit to think, the fruit is making me, you know, taller or making me brainier. I often make a joke about the carrots saying, well, look, Mammy wears glasses because she didn't eat her carrots when she was younger. You know, you try everything you can. You do your best as a parent, but you can't force feed them.
Well, I know as a kid, I wasn't mad about fruit either. And the only way my mum could get me to eat fruit was to put it on a sandwich with a bit of sugar on it. And you're probably not allowed to do that either. Are you even allowed to bring white bread sandwiches in?
Oh, you are.
Oh, that's all right.
I grew up with sugar sandwiches. I had sugar sandwiches.
Yeah, so did I. Yeah. All right, stay there for a second. Roisin, tell me what happened in your young child's school.
There was a little girl in my son's class. This is junior infant. So the little girl would have been about 5 or 6. Brought in fruitcake and it was taken off. It was taken off the child and thrown into them.
A fruitcake?
Yeah, fruitcake. Now, only a little slice, and still, it was thrown straight into the bin.
What was the issue with the fruitcake?
I think it's just classed as junk, which is a bit mad. But I can understand it why they do it, that I send my kids in with lunch, but the school will also provide lunches, so they'll get the best of both bread. And I'd imagine it would be ham or cheese with an inch of butter, as sandwiches used to be when I was in school. And then they'll be offered either bananas, oranges, or apples. And then they'll have their milk there as well.
But a fruit cake is a big no-no.
No, absolutely not.
Unbelievable.
So I can see, there was another parent that went mad because her child wasn't allowed to tell it. There was a nut allergy in the class.
Of all of the things that are banned, I completely understand that, okay? I think everybody understands that.
Yeah,
But a lot of the rest of it, I just can't get my head around. That's a real eye-opener, I have to say. All right, thanks, Roisin and David. My apologies to you, David. Unfortunately, I don't have time for your call because I'm way out of time. Thank you very much indeed for listening to the programme today. We're back with you again tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. If you want to get in contact with us, you can send us an email to dublintalks@98fm.com. dublintalks@98fm.com.
This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.